Somebody's asking a question. Sabari. So he wrote a question. That article I wrote about scripture free will me. Does this mean Jiva's desires come from the mind due to his past karma, and the desire that Jiva only can execute if Krishna sanctions it? Desires, the mind. Yes, it's true. Our past karmas make us desire to act and act in certain ways. But we're desiring so many new desires now also. The mind is free of desire. So two things are going on where desires are rising from our samskaras, from our previous activities. So the desire to do those same activities comes again because of samskaras, karmic tendencies planted in our chit, in our consciousness. They manifest. And we're also generating new desires just through our senses contacting objects. Krishna says in Gita Dayatam, chapter 2, verse 59 and 60 of Bhagavad Gita, Dayatam Vishyan Pamsam Sangha Sanjayate Jagat. By contemplation of the objects of the senses, one develops desire. So we're looking at things, we're hearing things, and we look at something, we think, oh, I want that. That's a new desire. It's not from last life. It's from this life. So we're generating desires in this life. And in the same Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there's five factors of action. One is the kshetra, the place. One is the atma, the doer. And one is the chesta, the action. And one is daivam. One is called daivam, which means the paramatma. Super soul Krishna. So the five factors of action. One is the indriya, the senses in the body, the place, the doer, the car, the action, and the super soul. So the ultimate the sanctioner, God proposes man to man or woman proposes God to fulfill. We desire and Krishna fulfills it. According to our destiny. Thank you, Sabari, for your question, Jai Radhe.